Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's happening with local watershed management? Let's go in depth with Bryce Libka with the South Skunk Watershed Project. Bryce, what's the South Skunk Watershed Project?
Yeah, so it's a new project started by the Mahaska County Conservation District, and it's in partnership with both IDALS, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, and also some federal resources as well and private, but it's all part of the state's initiative, the Water Quality Initiative, or WQI. And basically our goals are to reduce the amount of nitrates and phosphates that are going into our water systems by 45%. That's the goal the state has put before us. And in order to achieve that goal, they have put in place what was called the nutrient reduction strategy, which is a system of different conservation practices. And those are the things that we're promoting and really pushing for farmers within our watershed to do. And the South Skunk Cedar Creek is considered a priority watershed project, which is part of the reason why we got funded to get this thing off the ground.
Well, and everybody knows Cedar Creek goes the southern part of Marion County into Mahaska County. Actually, it goes down deeper into Monroe and even into Lucas County, right? And then the South Skunk cuts across north of Pella into Jasper and Poweshiek, right? And then into Mahaska County.
Yep.
So those are like huge watersheds.
Yeah. It's 145,000 acres of... Yeah, that's within this watershed. So it's a big project for sure, to say the least. And so that's why partnering with so many people is such an important step with this, which we've already received phenomenal support from the majority of the egg retailers in Mahaska County. If you go to mostly any agricultural retailer, you'll find some kind of pamphlet within the watershed promoting the South Skunk Cedar Creek Watershed Project.
And then, just so that this interview is of interest to a lot of people, this statewide thing, there are also watershed districts, projects, Warren County, Lucas, all surrounding counties. This is a statewide effort with these watershed projects, right?
Correct, yeah. And there's priority watersheds all throughout the state. And yeah, some cover, it's not just within one county, but covers multiple counties. And so I'm just a little sliver of a much, much larger pie that's going on in our state right now.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Bryce Litka with the South Skunk Watershed Project. And why it's important for us to talk is this is a new, you said just like a couple month old, watershed project, right?
So the nutrient reduction strategy has been ongoing. Gosh, I don't know the exact year in which it started, but the Mahaska County one, we just got funding like 4 months ago, but we didn't really start being able to roll with it. I didn't get hired until a couple months ago. And so we're just getting off the ground now, really starting to pick up the pace as fast as possible.
And I don't remember when, but the nutrient reduction strategy came in the Branstad administration, I think 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to a researcher at ISU last year, and he said we're beginning to see some positive results from it.
Yeah. It's not things like terracing. So it's new concepts like saturated buffer strips and nitrogen bioreactors. These are two practices that are a part of this nutrient reduction strategy that aren't very well known. And so oftentimes when I'm going around talking to farmers, there's like an education piece that comes with it before we're able to talk about how does this apply to my farm. And so getting rolling isn't just, it's not a quick deal, and it takes some time for people to learn what these things are and how it applies to me, and do I want to move forward with it, just to chew on it a bit. But yeah.
Okay, educate us a little bit.
20,000
foot level.
Yeah.
Man. What'd you say, bio?
A nitrogen bioreactor.
Okay, well, that sounds complex.
It's really not. So yeah, the objective of a nitrogen bioreactor is to clean up the nitrates that are going into our water. And I'm gonna try to keep this pretty light, if that's okay.
Oh, do you think? Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's a good idea.
So basically you have your tile lines going into a creek, and what we would do with a nitrogen bioreactor is we would divert that tile line so that the water flows through. Basically, it's a pit of wood chips underground. And so those wood chips, when there's water flowing through it, you have the wood chips, which serve as the carbon source, and then you have the water, which have nitrates, which is the nitrogen source. And so microorganisms are able to thrive in this system down there, and they naturally denitrify that water. And we've seen pretty good results of how effective those are. And so by the time it gets out from the pit into the creek, it's a cleaner water source. So that's a nitrogen bioreactor at a 20,000 foot level.
It sounds really cool.
I mean, right.
Are they expensive?
So these systems are about $10,000 to install, and that's the whole cost. Fortunately, there's a lot of funding out there, and actually, if you're in the watershed, there's potential for it to be 75% to 100% cost covered. So there's really good cost share available, and so yeah, can make it affordable quick at least.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Bryce Litka with the South Skunk Watershed Project. Okay, and so people in the South Skunk Cedar Creek watershed area should contact you. I know there's also one that's to the south of you that's based out of Albia, so there's another watershed project that picks up where you leave off. And then if you're a listener from outside of that area, they should be in contact with their own watershed. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in learning more, you can just contact your local NRCS or conservation district, and they should be able to get you plugged in right away. I should mention the saturated buffers, since I mentioned the nitrogen bioreactors. And these are, saturated buffer is probably what we would push before a nitrogen bioreactor, because it's cheaper to install, and it's also requires less maintenance. It has no wood chips, and you can imagine the wood chips that have microorganisms living on them aren't going to last forever. Right now they have a lifespan of what we estimate is 10 to 15 years. Saturated buffers are nice because it's less maintenance and a much longer lifespan. And a saturated buffer in the same scenario, so you have your tile line running underground going into that creek. Well, in that buffer strip, there's a control box that raises the water level from 4.5 foot or whatever your tile line is to about a foot to a foot and a half depth. and it runs that water parallel with your buffer so that it naturally runs into your creek. So there's no tile outlet that it's running through. And what this is doing is it's naturally letting the water percolate through that active root zone. And so then you have microorganisms there and roots that are denitrifying that water that way. So that's a more affordable system. The estimation on that is about $3,000 to $4,000. And again, like I said before, we have funding, lots of funding to help to fund those things. So 75% to 100%. And yeah, that's a saturated buffer strip.
Does it slow the runoff of the water from the fields too? So that it's not really hitting the creek at the same time?
Right, so the buffer strip, that's another benefit of having a buffer strip there, is it's slowing down the water, and it's spreading it out more with the saturated buffer strip, the tile line. And having that buffer strip also has a phosphate benefit, and it's slowing down erosion from going into our creeks as well, or at least stopping that erosion at the buffer strip itself.
So win-win-win all around.
Yeah, it's a great deal. So right now, if you're a farmer and you have a buffer strip, then this would be a perfect opportunity to install a saturated buffer strip, because it could be 100% covered in there. We're mainly looking for, right off the bat, we're looking for buffer strips that are existing with have tile outlets going into the creek. One thing that would be a concern is if it has a surface inlet or a tile inlet. Those just generally let in too much sediment and can plug up the system. So we try to stay away from those.
Okay, and if anybody wants to, that is in this district, they can just look you up on Facebook, the South Skunk Watershed Project, and send a message, and I'll presume that you'll get back to them. And what you really want then is farmers to just say, hey, I'm curious, I want to learn more, and then reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me as we were sitting down that there's going to be a meeting sometime in the future, not quite set.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking at a meeting in mid-September. Secretary Mike Negg will be there, and he's going to be kind of our celebrity to draw people in. So be on the lookout for that. We'll post that date on our Facebook page. Again, that's the South Skunk Watershed Project. It's kind of our kickoff event to kind of explain things more in depth. Lots of guys in leadership throughout our state will be there. So,
and you'll let me know about it, and then I'll help share that information.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be good.
Any last things you'd like to share with our listeners today about the project that I haven't thought or knew enough to ask?
Yeah, so those I mainly talked about our edge of field practices, and those are the things that are going on, like the saturated buffers and the nitrogen bioreactors. But we also have cost share opportunities for our in-field practices. So many of you probably have heard about cover crops and going no-till. That's been kind of a conversation that has been going on for a little while now. And those are also things that we're promoting as well as a part of the water quality initiative.
Thanks to Bryce Lidka for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.